Definitely want sunshine. Right. It has tried to rain us out.
Well, and it's almost like the week is okay, and then all of a sudden the third Thursday rolls around in June and July, and Mother Nature goes, I got something to show you, and then it's kind of crazy weather, but you've been able to adapt,
yes,
moving inside on locations.
Yes.
We're talking this morning with Monet Roberts for the Elyria Community Partnership. Their third Thursday event is coming up tomorrow, the final one, right?
Yes.
You got three of them planned, and this,
yes,
is the third one. So
third one of the season.
Everybody is ready to go, and they've got a full stock of food and entertainment. Talk about what's going to take place tomorrow,
yes,
at the square.
We're so excited. Tomorrow, hopefully, we can hold that sunshine in. We'll be at the square. We've got music by DJ Ray. The Latin Jazz Soul Band is coming out. They're playing. We're super, super excited about them. And we've got food trucks. Actually, our food trucks have been absolutely amazing each third Thursday, and we've made sure they're different each and every third Thursday. That way, people don't get used to the same old thing and don't want to come out. And we've got a Thai restaurant coming out, so it's called Thai It Up Food Truck. Frankie B's, which I know a lot of people are familiar with, Thursday mornings, but we had them scheduled for this one. And we've got Wildflower Coffee and Tea, and then Babishka's Kitchen LLC. So we're super, super excited about the food trucks. They get an opportunity to showcase what they have. I know a lot of people, when they come downtown, that's one of the questions they say, we want more food. So how can we get these food trucks comfortable and hopefully ready enough to eventually have something downtown Elyria? And we do that by giving them opportunities to host their food trucks on third Thursdays. And then, of course, we've got Thursday mornings. And that's a partnership that the city of Elyria does, and we just help promote it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the scavenger hunts are happening. We have not been able to do those scavenger hunts just because it has been raining us out. But we always offer the opportunity if people want to go out and look inside some of the downtown storefronts, like the magazine shop or the comic shop, the coffee shop, Vintage Vibes, Elmer's, Roxy's Emporium, when the Foundry has their bear garden, which they have been having. It just, when it rains, they have to close that down. So when those things happen, when the rain decides to stop, we will have a blast on that scavenger hunt. It's an opportunity to go out and find little tiny bikes in the community.
Red bicycles, right?
Or no, they're all different colors.
Oh, see, I saw a picture of one. See, they're little?
Yeah, they're tiny. You got to find them. Find them. They're different colors. So it's a red one, green one, yellow one. You'll see them, though.
Okay. Well, that's kind of neat to spruce around the city. And you also have the trolley coming too.
Yes, we have the trolley. They have been with us each and every third Thursday up until the point where it gets like really heavy rain and then they have to stop for safety reasons. So we have the trolley. We have activities from some of our resources that come out. They always offer some kind of face painting or some kind of activity like crafts or some sorts for the kiddos. And we actually have three crafteers that has been out there each and every third Thursday, and they have like mini golfing available. So it's an opportunity to come out. You get to shop with different vendors. Got about 30 plus vendors coming out this third Thursday, and we're just super excited to get people back downtown, get people used to coming downtown. And just, I mean, every time I come downtown Elyria, I look at the historic buildings. I'm like, man, this is a beautiful city. So building up that pride again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Ely Square was a nice planning, what they did for the, you know, the founders, as you were, the people when they thought about an area.
Yes.
Nice little trees. The fountain obviously operating great there as well. And sometimes this third Thursday coming here in August, people start getting back to school and the kids like that. So this is a good opportunity to come out and have some fun. Mm-hmm. In the evening as well. And you mentioned also on Thursdays, usually the concerts at around 11 a.m. in the morning, too.
Yes.
So
it, yes,
kind of a lot of different people coming out at different times, just enjoying Ely Square and coming out and understanding it. What does that mean for the Elyria Community Partnership to have an event like this? And what things do you do now moving forward in the next couple of months, if there are things that you're involved
absolutely
with?
Absolutely. So, of course, we have third Thursdays. That's every June, July, and August. So next year, you can already mark your calendar. You'll know that's happening. We also have the farmers market, which we have been revamping. It's actually been absolutely fun each and every Saturday. Last week, we had the block party with the Urban League, and that was really fun to collaborate with them. This week, we have Chalk the Walk in the Back to School Day celebration. So come out this Saturday. Our produce will be there from 9 a.m. to 1, and the actual Chalk the Walk doesn't end until 2 p.m. So you guys come out, have fun, have a blast. There's going to be music, DJs, face painting. activities just to enjoy, you know, the last day of summer almost for these kiddos, because a lot of them, if they haven't already started, they are starting school pretty soon. So Farmers Market is always here. We also have Fall Festival, which is in October. We have a movie night in September, September 23rd, and we're actually going to be watching Jurassic World, so we're super, super excited. So stay tuned on our Facebook pages if you want to keep in touch with us and follow us. We actually also have our first fundraising event, actually, and this is open to the public. We are doing a tour of downtown Elyria, and some people say, hey, what's downtown Elyria? There's actually some beautiful historic buildings that a lot of people have never been in. There's some properties downtown that some of our property owners have agreed to allow us to tour and to see. That way people can start getting excited about what's here and what's coming. And there's also just the opportunity to understand what's underway in Elyria. A lot of people don't know the new changes that are happening. So we're giving people an opportunity to be a part of that. And a lot of this is public information. But what's better than gathering with your neighbors, with your friends and your family, and having a good old time? And you do get a meal included with that. It is $55 for a ticket or $200 for $100. And this is a fundraising event. So we are gathering so that we can continue to build the things that we do downtown Elyria and continue to help our property owners, our business owners, and so forth.
Sounds good. You can get more from the Elyria Community Partnership. You can follow on Facebook as well as look them up online and get some details on what's going on. But the big event coming up tomorrow evening, or at beginning at 4:30, 8:30, third Thursday event at Ely Square. Look forward to that too. Renee, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Renee Roberts, just this morning from the Elyria Community Partnership. It is 8:58 at WEOL.